I'm talking to?
Reinhard Mutz.
What is the... What project are you here promoting?
Well, we are promoting a project very easy to explain. The project covers the fundamental rights people have in the internet. We associated a new club or association located in Graz, that's Austria, and the name of all is World Privacy and Identity Association, in short WPIA.
And what's the purpose of this organization?
But the purpose is to set up and operate a trustful service provider. We are in a phase to set up three legal entities. The first entity is our association, which is done. We are registered at the official registration office in Steiermark, Austria. We have several registration numbers at the Data Protection Court. We have a DUNS number and so on. The second and the third legal entities are just in the beginning. One will operate and run the certificate authority, and the other one will be founded as a cooperative. The idea of cooperatives is not new. The UN has made it an immaterial I forgot the word.
What's that in German?
Immaterielles Kulturgut.
Cultural importance.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah, we go with that. Okay. So we will set up a cooperative, and the cooperative is open to all kind of organizations. The basis of all, of the association, the cooperative, and the incorporation is the respect to the human rights in its full extent. And we think that, for example, if you deploy certificates, you have to manage trust. The basis of all is trust, and trust is one of the basics in human rights. If you have no trust, or if you lose trust and so on, you may lose your rights, and that is not our target. Our target is really to allow people to organize their rights in a digital environment.
Okay. How does that... So you're an umbrella organization for certificate authorities. So
Just for one.
Just for one.
We're just setting up three legal entities.
Yeah.
One is an association that is done, this work is done. The second one is an operating incorporation, that's the CA, a certificate authority. It's our certificate authority.
Yeah.
And the third one is a cooperative. The certificate authority will get its customers only through the pipe of the association,
yeah,
or the pipe of the cooperative. So it's not on the market to look for customers or to sell certificates. No. The members of the association and the cooperative have the right to get as many certificates as they need, and the members of the association will not pay money, just a membership fee, and the same will happen with the cooperative.
Yeah.
The cooperative will pay a membership fee, which is very low cost, and they at least will pay the cost to operate a certificate authority.
Okay.
So, and the When our final setup is done, after an audit, and we will start with an audit on the first day we deploy certificates, there is no test phase, no phase to show that that we are able to demonstrate we can do it. No, we will start with an audit on the first day, and we think that audit is successfully passed 1 day, 1 year later. We will start in this year summer. So the audit should be passed in 2018.
Okay.
And then do you think that you will have browser support, or are you...
Immediately, because if we are a member of the CAP Forum, this, that's some kind of an association between browsers and CAs.
Yeah.
If we are a member, then we enter the trusts of the browsers more or less automatically.
Okay, very good.
That's the procedure behind this. Yeah.
And how do people help, or how do people get involved in the project?
At any time. They have possibilities to deploy, for example, development and software. They can help in documentation. They can help in making propaganda for us. For example, showing and demonstrate on workshops how the software works. I have to say, the software is used in two different areas. The one area is our own certificate authority.
Yes.
It runs the software, and the result are certificates which we deploy. The second and totally different use case is that everyone may download the software and use it, for example, to set up its own internal PKI. So you see, an internal PKI is run, for example, by every government in this world. The biggest one is the US administration. If you see Europe, the biggest internal PKI is run by the administration of the Federal Republic of Germany.
Yeah.
And so they can use our software. The government will not do it. They have their own capabilities. But the market, there are so many organizations who have problems in this, they may use our software freely.
Okay, very good.
That's it, yes.
Excellent. Was there anything else we missed, or have we covered everything?
No. That's all I have to say for the day. And what I wish here at Forstum to get new members into our association, and everybody is welcome.
Excellent. I'll have links and everything in the show notes. Thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Okay, thank you.